Life is a journey. What's your story? Radio C. Pete and Cider is pleased to have the Gator Queen, Tara Lush, better known as Tamara Lush, reporter, journalist, author of romance and mystery. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your new book that just came out, Critters and Criminals, Book One, Gator Queen.
Well, this is a bonkers rom-com cozy mystery about a young alligator trapper, a woman, who comes home to her small rural Florida town to help her twin sister open a romance bookstore and to take over her father's gator trapping business. And then a rival gator trapper is found dead, and she has to figure out the suspect and the crime and the culprit and everything else. And she navigates a little bit of romance, too.
It's just amazing to me. You're a Florida-based journalist and an author. You're an RWA Rita finalist, an Amtrak writing fellow, and winner of the George C. Polk Award for Environmental Journalism. Tell me a little bit about your transition to from being a journalist with AP to writing full-time.
I started writing I had been a journalist for quite some time. I started in 1991 when I was 20. So in my 40s, I decided I wanted to write a book. I had always loved the romance genre, and so I decided to write one in 2014 and did, and got an agent. And I was doing that simultaneously as being an Associated Press reporter, knowing full well that eventually I would like to go and be a full-time fiction writer, a genre fiction writer. So the years went on, and I wrote more books, and I kind of did two jobs at once, and I kind of got slowly burned out. And then 2020 happened, and I got even more burnt out between the pandemic and politics and the things that I was covering in addition to, you know, mass shootings. and I decided on shortly after my 50th birthday to quit and be a full-time fiction author.
So tell us a little bit about some of the other books that are in the series. Let's talk about the Coffee Lovers Mystery Series.
That is actually my first cozy mystery series written under the name Tara Lush. My publisher, Crooked Lane Books, suggested I write under a pen name to differentiate it from the steamy romance under my real name, Tamara Lush, which is really a romance name, I think. It's really my real name, too. And so the Coffee Lovers Mystery Series are a cozy mystery series. It's very gentle. There's a lot of coffee. There's a little bit of murder. There's some funny, wacky Florida-ness. And they're all set on a fictional Florida island in the Gulf of Mexico.
So I love the names. A Bean to Die For, Give Me Chills, Grounds for Murder, Old Brew, Cold Brew Corpse. Tell us where you drink coffee in town.
I drink coffee at a couple of places, but my favorite coffee place is Bandit. And in the winter, they have a maple bourbon latte that I absolutely adore.
Well, there you go. I love a brew with our friend here. So she also has the Crescent Moon Mysteries. I Want Your Hex. Tell us a little bit about those.
Those are also based in Florida, and those are more midlife mysteries. Those are more paranormal women's fiction. So it's really about a woman at midlife who discovers she has a certain kind of metaphysical power, and she starts solving crimes. It's kind of loosely based on the town of Casadega in Florida, the psychic capital of the world, and everyone there is kind of quirky, and in the books, everyone's quirky, and she basically has a cat named Freddie Mercury, and she just solves crimes with her wacky band of friends. It's a little like Nancy Drew for Gen X readers.
Love it. And if there wasn't enough books that are by Tara Lush, there's also Drive. I love Savannah Savvy Jenkins. I read this book last night. It was fabulous.
Okay, that's my romance. There's nothing cozy about that. It's a Formula One romance, and it's kind of an old school romance with an old school alpha male Italian Formula One driver, and sexy things happen, and there's some car racing.
Well, and then Crash.
That's the second in the series, and then Burn is the third in the series. They're all sort of loosely based in a Formula One-like world.
So is this another alter ego? You also would love to be Danica Patrick?
No, it was sort of loosely based on my husband, who loves motorsports. My husband is from Italy, and he's a big Ferrari fan, so we watch and we've been to a lot of Formula One races.
Do you have a new series coming up? I think I saw that on your website, and your website is fabulous, taralush.com. pretty amazing. You have a blog that people can get. I see that there was one more series you were starting.
I'm actually rebooting the coffee series. My publisher decided to cancel the series, and I'm actually rebooting that as the Coffee Lovers Christmas Mysteries. So I will have a new, it's sort of a rebooted Coffee Lovers series, and that will be out in at Christmas time.
So I had coffee with you and our friend Cindy Cockburn a few years ago, and these are the things I did not know about you, that you're a vintage Pulp Fiction, love those book covers, and your book covers kind of reflect that. You love Sinatra-era jazz. You love 1980s fashion, tropical chill, kombucha, gin tonic, seashells, iPhones, art decos, telenovas, street art, coconut, anything, of course, coffee and newspapers. You have a Shih Tzu. What is your Shih Tzu's name?
Her name is Gigi.
Really?
Yes. Yes. She's a Florida dog. Actually, she came from a woman who came from St. Pete. She lives in South Florida or Southwest Florida now. And I met her on Twitter. And there's a whole group of us who have the puppies.
Well, I want to say that Gator Queen, it reads to me like a movie or a screenplay. Do you have a movie and screenplay in your mind?
I don't, actually. I do have an option for Drive, actually. But no, I wish. In my dreams, and I'm just going to put this out here to manifest, in my dreams, Danny McBride from The Righteous Gemstones would option Gator Queen. So I'm just putting that out there for the first time ever.
And who do you think should play Maggie?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm not really up on my actresses. I kind of like
Laura Dern as Maggie.
Okay, Laura Dern would be good. Laura Dern would be good. Yeah, yeah. I'm not up on my younger actresses, so I don't know if they'd want to scale her down. I always see the woman in the Righteous Gemstones, the woman who played the sister in the Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, absolutely. So you were born in California.
I was, yes.
And what got you here to St. Petersburg?
Well, I went to school in Boston, and I also went to high school in Vermont, and a mentor of mine at the Burlington Free Press, one of my first journalism jobs, had won a Pulitzer at the then St. Petersburg Times and told me that that's where I needed to go. And so in 2000, I packed up my little Dodge Neon and I drove south to Florida and got a job and was a crime reporter for the St. Pete Times for many years, actually.
So I love crime. Can you share any of the more? And I know Margot Hammond had a whole series of quirky crime stories. Can you share any of the weirdest things you had to cover?
Oh, gosh. I mean, a lot of the things I've covered, the weird things are included in my books. In my mysteries, I try to include some of the weird, you know, like chicken nugget shaped like manatee, stuff like that. But I've covered in Pasco, my first week on the job, there was a school shooting. A murderer confessed to me 6 months later. He just randomly confessed to me. That was weird. And then what else? There was a drag queen stealing wedding dresses and prom gowns. That was all in Pasco. But then I also covered crime for the Miami New Times in Miami. And that was like, you know, do you remember the movie The Departed?
Oh, yes.
Well, the real-life FBI agent, I did a story on him, and he used to write me from prison.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, quite honestly, I think that gators seem to show up quite frequently. How do you feel about real gators here in town? I am terrified. I learned to run zigzag.
I'm a fan. I mean, I went out looking for gators for release day because I wanted some video, and I had to go all the way to Tampa. Like, I had to drive all the way to Morris Bridge Road, which, of course, being from St. Pete, driving to Tampa is, you know, a big deal and not something we like to do. But I did it for the video because I couldn't find any gators here. I went to Lake Maggiore, and I went to Crescent Lake, and I also went to Sawgrass, and I found no gators.
Florida Botanical Gardens, 10 foot.
Really?
So tell us, you're going to be doing some book readings. Tell us about some of the events that are going to be going on for Gator Queen.
Well, I have some TV appearances and mostly online stuff. Right now, Gator is on is ebook only. I think that might be changing with formats. And also, I do a lot of TikTok because Gator Queen is published by Eighth Note Press, which is owned by ByteDance and TikTok.
Well, we're going to hear a little excerpt, and I'm so excited about this, from Gator Queen. Tamara, take it away.
Great. Thank you. Chapter 1, If alligators are the descendants of dinosaurs, this teeny reptile was disappointing millions of years of evolution. The cute little two-footer paddled lazily in a backyard pool, circling a giant green alligator float. Maybe he thought the pool toy was his mama. Get a look at that beast. I can't believe this crap. What a way to start the new year. The homeowner was one of Wahoo's newest residents, if the moving boxes piled to the side of the salmon-colored stucco home were any indication. He ran a hand over his sweaty bald head and glanced at his preteen son, who was capturing the entire scene on his cell phone. Northerners. They were so adorable. They always lost it over their first flying Florida cockroach and when they spotted that first alligator in the wild. Or their pool. I set my duffel bag on a glass patio table, which was shaded by an umbrella the same hue as the house. It's a baby. Not dangerous at all. Probably more afraid of us than we are of it. No need to panic. Oh, I'm plenty afraid of it. Don't you worry. You don't see this kind of thing in Jersey. We've been here only 10 days, and this monster shows up in our pool? Is trapping going to take all day? I have some business to get to. First of the new year and all that. Gotta hustle, you know? The guy's thick New Jersey accent came out in one staccato string. Dad, you're a wuss, not a hustler, the kid chimed in. Both father and son sported baggy cargo shorts, pot bellies, and fresh sunburns on their pale skin. Oh, I'm a hustler, all right, but if your mother sees this, she's going to get on the next plane to Newark. The guy screwed up his face as he gestured toward the pool with a meaty hand. My wife's in Orlando doing some shopping. I want this thing gone before she comes home. I shot him a reassuring smile. Shouldn't take long to catch him. I could get in the pool and grab him, but I didn't bring my swimsuit.
Love it. That is Tara Lush's Gator Queen, Critter and Criminals, Book One. Tamara, thank you so much for being here. Please go to audio blogs on RadioSt.Pete.com. This will be on air. And you could get this book where?
Wherever fine ebooks are sold.
Thank you. And looking forward to reading Gator Queen. Thanks.
Thank you for having me.